This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is our friend, NDSU forage specialist, James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, alfalfa is coming out of its winter dormancy. What are some observations one can make at this point?
As alfalfa is waking up for winter dormancy, and stands that have been around for a while, especially 3 years and older, they might be starting to kind of wane a little bit on production. So what's some things that you can do to kind of go out and assess what your future and current production potential might be?
All right, good stuff, James. And hey, we'll talk more on alfalfa when we come back.
Nathan and Emily Spickler present the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 yearling Angus bulls, 50 commercial heifers, and 35 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. The sale will be broadcast and you can bid live on the internet at dvauction.com. Offering free nationwide delivery on bulls, it's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the Spickler South Ranch, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. Visit SpicklerRanchSouth.com.
If you are a soon-to-be high school grad searching for your career in the trades, check out this career position. Keller Paving and Landscaping in Minot, North Dakota is hiring. We're hiring hardworking, dependable team members for paving, earthwork operators and laborers, along with truck drivers. Competitive pay, opportunities to grow, experience is great, but a strong work ethic is even better. Apply today at Keller Paving and Landscaping. Call 701-852-5030.
Talking alfalfa on Ag Issues this week with James Rogers. And James, the stand at this point should be rather telling, right? How so?
Well, there's a couple things we can do to kind of assess how good that stand production is going to be. One is to take a look at the roots. On these older stands, go out into 10 or more spots in the field, dig up several plants, split the roots, and just look for disease indications. And also look for winter kill. And if the majority of the roots that you find show evidence of winter kill or damage due to disease, you might consider taking that field out of production.
All right. And if they do take that out of production, what's some advice going forward with that?
Well, the other part of that assessment is going to be taking a look at the crown itself. So a healthy crown should have new bud growth, which is going to stimulate your production for this year.
Good stuff, James. That brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale on May 4th at the ranch, by Keller Paving in Minot, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.